This is Ozarks at Large, and today students and teachers in schools across the country and across Arkansas are making a statement about violence in schools. In a few moments, we'll talk with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda, who was following a march of Fayetteville High School students from the University of Arkansas campus to the Washington County Courthouse. First, though, we go to Bentonville, where earlier today, some students at Bentonville High School participated in a walkout. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek was there during that episode. She joins me now from Bentonville. Zuzanna, what took place in Bentonville this morning?
Well, when I got out to Bentonville High School, students were already actually outside. I got here about 9:40 this morning. The official walkout didn't start until 10, but there were already students lined up along the school side of J Street, where Bentonville High School is located. And slowly there appeared to be more and more of them came out of school. I asked the principal at the very end. He estimated there were about 500 students. Eventually they crossed the road to the other side, so they were lined up on both sides. A lot of them had signs. There was a lot of chanting, a lot of cheering. Really sort of an exhilarating atmosphere, I would say. At 10 o'clock, though, they all sat down along the sidewalk and took a 17-minute silence, moment of silence for the 17 students who died in Parkland, Florida, the 17 students and three adults, I believe. And they actually read each name and a little sort of statement about each person who died in that shooting. And then there was a minute of silence for each person. So for 17 minutes, they sat along the sidewalk in silence.
You mentioned you talked to the principal. I know that earlier this week, there was some conversation with the Bentonville School Board that students who participated in a walkout might face detention or some sort of extracurricular punishment. Any idea if that's going to be the case?
Well, it's unclear. I talked to one student who thinks that they will get detention. She says that she's completely fine with that, with sitting in detention with other students who walked out. And I also spoke to the principal after the walkout. He says that will be up to the school board. I'm not sure if he's deferring to the decision they made on Monday or if that means there will be another meeting where that will be discussed. But on Monday, the school board voted 4-3 to uphold school policy, which means that anyone who is absent will get detention.
All right.
So we'll see.
you mentioned there were about 500 students, the principal's estimation. Were there any adults involved in this?
Yeah, there were actually a lot of parents who came out to support this, to show their support for the students. One parent had a sign that, pointed to the decision on Monday. Her sign read that if the school board might not support the students, but the parents do. So there were quite a few parents out on the walkout as well.
Any sort of reaction from passersby? I know J Street's a pretty busy street.
Yeah, very busy street, four lanes, actually. So lots of honking, lots of waving, people, rolling down their windows, giving the students a thumbs up for what they were doing. lots of support, it seems like, from drivers.
And then
passing through the area.
How did it end? I mean, did they just then go back into school?
Yeah, that's sort of pretty much what happened. After the 17 minutes of silence for each victim of the Parkland shooting, everybody just kind of stood up, cheered a little while longer, and then wrapped it up and went back to school.
All right. So I know you talked to some other people, some conversations after and during, and we'll hear from them on the 7 o'clock edition of our show.
Yep, we sure will. And just to let everybody know, there were plenty of police out to sort of make sure everything went off without a hitch. And it seemed like it did. So they were actually out of school for probably about an hour.
All right. Zuzanna Sitek reporting from Bentonville. We'll hear more from her on our 7 o'clock edition of Ozarks at Large tonight. Zuzanna, thank you very much.
Thanks, Kyle.
Students from Fayetteville High School are also part of the action today. A march from the Greek Theater, the Washington County Courthouse this morning, had been scheduled for several days. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda followed the march. She's with me now. Antoinette, I can hear some people in the background. What was the scene like this morning?
Well, the scene is very active, still ongoing as we march our way up Dixon towards the courthouse. The Fayetteville High School students participated in a walkout, like the students in Bentonville, and then they proceeded over to the University of Arkansas campus near the Greek Theater, where about 15 adults were waiting and are cheering them on with signs and words of encouragement. There's easily a couple hundred, maybe more than 1,000 or so. They're still marching. It's hard for me to get an accurate count, but the kids are all carrying signs. I should not be afraid to go to school. Protect kids, not guns. When they came walking down Harmon Avenue towards the Greek Theater, it was right after classes let out at the University of Arkansas, so there were lots of students, and the university students stopped and were a little confused about what was going on. And the high school students were yelling slogans like, "This is what democracy looks like," and "Never again." And this was a student-organized march, but the community was invited to participate as well. The students helped put together a permission form, because that's been a big issue as far as checking students out of school so they don't have an unexcused absence. There have been supportive people along the sidewalk watching. They are marching in the sidewalk. They didn't take over the street or anything like that. There have also been, I don't know if you would call them dissenters exactly, but there was one student, one boy, among the march wearing a Trump 2020 shirt who was shouting, "Make America Great Again." And I think he was filming because he had his camera out. When they walked by the Kappa Sigma fraternity house, there was a handful of guys on the porch who, at least one of them, hollered, "You know, we love our guns," while the kids marched by.
Have there been any reaction from, like, say, because they're going down Dixon Street, one of the busiest streets in downtown Fayetteville, any reaction from motorists at all?
Mostly just sort of stopping to let them cross. I haven't heard any yelling or, you know, any honks of support, if you will. It's still fairly quiet on Dixon Street. You know, many of the bars don't open until the
right.
afternoon.
Right.
So there are some cops out here just kind of, I think, keeping an eye on things.
There were about 15 adults waiting at the Greek Theater. Did you have any idea? Were they parents, just community supporters?
Some of them I recognize from the community, and they may have students enrolled there. I'm not sure. One of the women was discussing when the kids were leaving, so I imagine she had a kid that she was texting with. But I did not talk to them, so I'm not 100% sure.
Right. Well, the march is continuing. I know you're going to follow it up to the courthouse, and then we're going to have some more information on our 7 o'clock show. And then I know that you also plan to have some more information on the morning newscast at 5:30 and 7:30 during morning edition.
That is the plan.
All right. Antoinette Grajeda following high school students marching on Dixon Street. Antoinette, thank you.
Thank you.